Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two. Old School DP Austin Orman.
Hey, yo! Let them know about the Mercado.
The Mercado, not a Mercado. The Mercado. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, as well as the location 168th and Maple Streets in Omaha. They have every type of meat. They have every type of cut. They have gelato, they have spices, they have seasonings, they got cheeses, they got all sorts of stuff. Check them out. I know we're getting probably middle grilling season, maybe middle-late grilling season. It's not too late to stop by the Mercado. Make sure you do that today.
Especially with the weekends coming up, stock up. Get yourself ready for football season. We're just a bit away. The Fired Up Friday is the Hatch Chili Cheesesteak. So I'll read it to you and let you know what it is. Thin, sliced, grass-fed New York strip.
Mm.
Roasted Hatch chilies, caramelized onions, provolone whiz and charred chili aioli on TDK's Italian robe. $15. Friday special. Fired Up Friday. Mm. Spice up your Friday lunch. Head on over.
Mm.
That one's from the one on 84th, North 84th Street. 402-464-5685, start our Heyman text line if you want to be a part of what we're doing. Again, you can follow us on the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo, channel 961. If you have not, do so. Find your phone and download the ticket app, 93.7 The Ticket. That way it travels with you everywhere. So if you're driving up and down the roads of Nebraska, and the brick-and-mortar terrestrial signal doesn't reach, the app does. You can also do that at the website, ticketfm.com. That will go anywhere as well. But all of the streams, Facebook, just get on Facebook, and you'll never lose the signal. Do it on X. X Live. We're there. It says DP. You can go find it. Old School. Click on that. No matter where you are, you can listen. We'll give you every chance. Or just download YouTube. And get that. Just make sure you subscribe. If you have not followed us on any of those spaces, please do so. Hit the like button, subscribe, so that when the new content becomes available to you, and I can tell you, going forward here as we head into football season, there's so much of the content.
Would you say all?
So he said, listen, all. AO said all of the content. Because you'll be able to choose between NFL live game calls and local broadcasts. So if on a Sunday afternoon in September you want to catch, you know, some NFL football, you'll have games available for you. On a Saturday, if you want to catch some college football live, you can do that. But if you want to listen to the pregame show, different stream. You're all set. We've got different ways for you to consume. We got you set up. You know what? High school football? You want some Lincoln high school football? Do it. We got you set up. You'll be able to choose on the app. Say, hey, I want local. Boop. Done.
Found it.
Simple deal. Right there. We've done everything we can do for you. A couple of events as well. That the 24th of this month, Wordstock, brought to you by the folks. It's a book trade. Big opportunity from the folks from Link to Literacy. Tomorrow, Kat Alsey will come in and she will break it down for you. Joe Sheets came in yesterday and broke it down. But we want you, and if you can't make the event, if you just want to donate, that is another thing that you can do, link to literacy.com. But we'll talk about that over the course of the week and then get you all set up because Husker football is right around the corner.
Woo.
Right around the corner. Austin Orman, I'll ask you, on a scale, we'll use Jay Foreman's in tribute, his scale of 1 to 7, how comfortable are you about the offensive line?
Okay. 4.5?
4.5.
4.75. 4.75. 4.75.
4.75.
4.75.
So you're not uncomfortable, but you're not totally locked in.
Left tackle is a big question.
Okay.
Left guard is going to be a first-time full-time starter. Center seems fine. Right guard's a transfer. Right tackle has 2.5 years of meh tape and about 1.5 years of good tape. So I'm not the most worried about that group on the team, but I am not exactly 100% comfortable.
So if five positions across the offensive line broken down into five star, each position a star. Left tackle. On a scale of 1, right? 0 to 1.
Quarter star?
Quarter star. Okay. So 2.5.
Yep.
Left guard.
Has performed well in limited action, unproven as a full-time starter. 0 to 1 stars. I'll give it
0.75. So on the left side of the ball, we're to 1? 1 out of 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Center.
I'll give that a star. That's an honorable mention. All Big Ten guy. You can win with him.
Okay. What's the number?
We'll give him a full star.
Full star.
Full star.
So 2 stars out of 3 mm-hmm. across the offensive line. Right guard.
High potential, has played at a high level. As long as chemistry is there, I'll feel good about it. So I will give that a 0.75, but trending up.
Okay. So 2.75 out of 4.
Out of 4.
Right tackle.
Probably that same 0.75.
Okay.
I've seen the good more recently, but there's enough bad that I am a little gun shy to give it a full star. So that gets me to 3.5 out of 5.
Can the Huskers go to a bowl game with an offensive line at 3.5 out of 5?
Bowl game, yeah.
Where does the 3-5 put them in the Big Ten Conference?
Middle-ish.
Middle-ish. Bottom middle, middle middle, top middle.
Teams have overcome much worse offensive lines. Teams have not succeeded at a high level without much better offensive lines.
Have you changed your thought on the number of wins you would expect from this Nebraska team?
Since
last time
we did this about a couple weeks ago.
You said 7 wins before, right?
I'm still in that ballpark.
Seven wins.
If you gave me a line of 6.5, I'd take the over. Give me a line of 8.5, I'd take the under. Line of 7.5, I'm split.
Seven wins. Seven plus wins. Right? Maybe.
Yeah.
Seven and plus.
Seven.
like I always seven maybe. Well, seven for sure, eight maybe. So in card playing, we say I've got seven, eight maybe. Mm-hmm. Like seven and a maybe. Going up and down the schedule, what is the seven?
I think there's a lot of hay to be made early.
Okay.
Which is where another November collapse would be brutal.
But it's the space that we're in. It's on the table. So let's go through it. Because again, what you said in July is different than what you've seen based on what you've seen and heard so far.
Mm-hmm.
UTEP.
Win.
Colorado.
Please, God, find a way.
Are they in your seven or your plus?
They're closer to the seven than they are the plus, but not all the way in the seven.
Okay. Northern Iowa.
Better win.
So 2-1?
Two
wins?
Yeah.
Or 3 wins? 2 wins.
Let's call it 3 because I can't bring myself to say it's not a win over Colorado right now. But I also don't fully trust the program yet.
Yeah, like there's so much full to all of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That your bet is that they're 3-0 when Illinois comes to town on a Friday night.
Yes.
Will the Huskers win on Friday night at Memorial Stadium against Illinois?
Short week after Northern Iowa.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Iowa is better than short week after Michigan, like they faced Illinois mm-hmm. last year.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Illinois on the short week in Champaign last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they get it done.
Okay. 4-0, Saturday, September 28th, they travel for the first road game of the season to West Lafayette, Indiana, Purdue.
This is, it feels kind of trap-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I think Purdue's going to be 1-2 at this point.
Could be.
They get Indiana State, Notre Dame, and then they go to Corvallis.
They're 1-2.
That's kind of where I have them at.
They're 1-2.
So they're looking to get back to 500.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot to play for. Rossade Stadium is not kind to Husker.
But they're also beat up. They're also beat up. If you play Notre Dame and Oregon back to back,
Oregon State.
Oh, they're 2-1. They're 2-1. If they're 1-2, it's a cakewalk for the Huskers. If they're 2-1, you got to battle. That may be one of the 8-1 score games that we've been talking about.
Yeah. This is the first, I think, kind of trap-ish game.
Okay.
Nebraska needs to find a way to win. I'm not very high on Purdue, but Nebraska's also lost to worse Purdue teams.
Like, this is a great identifier for how secure people are or are not.
Not.
Yeah. Right? So, what say you? Result, Nebraska-Purdue.
My gut tells me Purdue's not great. Nebraska finds a way.
Okay. Rutgers. October, first Saturday in October. Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Homecoming.
You don't lose on... Okay, I'm going to say this... I'm going to say this as respectfully as possible.
That's why I brought it up. Like, yep.
I was playing a high school baseball game once. Back in the day. The days of yore.
Right.
There was a school who was not particularly good. We mm-hmm. had lost a couple in a row against some decent competition. We weren't playing our best baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The entire motivational speech from the coach, whose turn it was to give the pregame speech, was, it's school X. We don't lose to school X. Ready, break. Rutgers is getting a little breakout hype. They are out of the Big Ten East. They have arguably the best running back in the Big Ten. Shiano is a pain in the keister.
Uh-huh.
You don't lose to Rutgers.
At homecoming.
On homecoming. You don't lose to Rutgers.
You can't.
You do not lose to Rutgers.
But doesn't Shiano use that as fuel? That the nerve of
Shiano's these guys. Shiano's been using that as fuel his entire time at Rutgers. That's all they have.
But the nerve of this guy to book Rutgers, literally walking off the plane. The nerve of these guys making us come here and be their homecoming gate. I took it personally. If I was ever scheduled for your homecoming.
And again, I think Rutgers should take it personally, but I also think Shiano's had to go to that well too many times with how bad Rutgers has been.
But you don't go to the well if you get invited to Ohio State's homecoming or Michigan's homecoming. Nebraska
Rutgers has been Maryland's and Northwestern's and...
You can't be everybody's homecoming.
Indiana. I'm saying a different year than the Big Ten era.
No. Think about it, though. I'm pretty sure that Northwestern and Indiana got quite a few homecomings. They've Probably. Been the homecoming opponent far more than, say, Ohio State and Michigan.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is a study we need to do of how many homecoming games has Ohio State, Michigan,
Wisconsin. Well, let's throw Nebraska in that mix, you know, especially recently, pre-2003, post-2003.
How many, like, we need to find out at the break, how many homecoming games Nebraska's been a part of? On the road. So who invited Nebraska to their homecoming?
Let's see.
Right? Because I would also imagine that Ohio State has not been the invitee to many homecoming games around the country. Like, Michigan would not invite them to their homecoming.
Nebraska is Indiana's homecoming.
Okay.
This season.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Ohio State is... on the road.
I would imagine that I could see that.
Yep, Nebraska's homecoming for Ohio State.
Ouch!
Let's see Purdue.
Why? That's a problem.
Purdue.
You better not be.
Nebraska's Purdue's homecoming.
I told you the disrespect. Listen, bro. Look, Austin. Come on. And then USC.
USC, November 16th against Nebraska.
Oh, man. Those are fighting words, bro. Those are please tell me that Iowa's homecoming is not Nebraska. Black Friday is not homecoming. Please, please, please. Please, no. No, no. No, no. Please, no. Please, no. No, please. Please, no. It's homecoming.
It's Northwestern.
Now, a real interesting is how many times is Northwestern somebody's homecoming this year?
Let's see here. Northwestern.
Like as many as possible? Like they're the ones that would have their homecoming in September and still pick Northwestern.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, I mean, four of Nebraska's five road games are homecomings.
Oh, ow, ow. Throw your fist. If you're a Husker fan, throw your fist in the air. Just throw. You need to punch. You need to beat up Ghost right now. The fact that, and remember, there's only five road games.
Yeah.
There's only five road games.
And four of them.
Four of them. Oh, man.
You're supposed to be the sacrificial
lamb. Put that on the, look, on every billboard. And there need to be shirts. We just came to wreck your homecoming. Like the nerve of you. Don't insult me by including me in your homecoming plans.
Just don't do it.
Wow. Oh.
Okay, so Northwestern is not Maryland's homecoming.
Who did the Terps pick?
I don't know.
Man.
Northwestern is Washington's superhero day. Washington picked USC for homecoming.
I guess they want people there. Like, that's a revenue game.
Okay. We already... Ooh. Yeah, we know Northwestern's Iowa's homecoming game. We know they're not Purdue's homecoming game. Are they Michigan's homecoming game? Let's see.
Oh, man. That is tough.
Michigan football homecoming is September 14th, which is far too early in the season.
Right.
Michigan gave homecoming to Arkansas State.
Of course they did.
So Nebraska is officially the homecoming team more times than Northwestern.
Oh, man. Just when you start to feel good about yourself, Austin was on the way to an 8-win season for the Huskers. And the fact that, listen, if you're not using it as fuel, right, as jet fuel, that, oh, man, Maryland is Minnesota's homecoming. Maryland is Oregon's homecoming. Maryland is, they're not Penn State's. Penn State, they got Penn State the last game of the year. I would almost bet, can you check and see if Indiana lists Maryland as their homecoming?
No, it's Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Indiana, Purdue, wow. USC and who's the other one? Indiana and Ohio State. Yeah, you play.
Wow.
So Purdue the 28th, Indiana the 19th, Ohio State the 26th, and USC the 16th. Those are the four of the five games that you're homecoming team.
Oh,
Penn State scheduled Illinois for homecoming.
Yeah, because they couldn't pick Maryland, and Nebraska's not on the schedule. So, man. Okay, it is time to rebrand the program, officially. Like, this is the year to remove yourself from homecoming. Because Ohio State and Michigan aren't anybody's homecoming.
No.
Like, they're nobody's homecoming. And they play during those weeks. So, there's a thing. Texas says, we start 6-1 with a loss. To one of the conference foes. Finish 1-4 with a win over either UCLA, Wisconsin, or Iowa. So they'll get one of the final six in a win. either UCLA, Wisconsin, Iowa. That's from the text line.
Do you buy that?
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.